Going heavy. Saturday, July 23rd, 2022, we are doing the Bella Complex, which was created by Rogue Fitness. In the Bella Complex, this is what one complete Bella Complex is. You do a clean, then you do a shouldered overhead, you know, so you don't drop the bar. You do a clean, bar's in the front rack position. Then you do a shouldered overhead, could be a push jerk or a split jerk. Bar gets lowered back down to the front rack position. You then do a front squat. When you stand up from that front squat, you do one more shoulder to overhead. So, again, one Bella Complex is a clean, a shoulder to overhead, a front squat, and a shoulder to overhead. That first clean can be a power clean or a squat clean. It just depends upon your capacity, but there is a built-in below parallel there with the front squat. So what we're going to do is, almost like Imam style, so to speak, but every 4 minutes, you're going to do a Bella Complex. And so there's built-in rest. I'm going to force you to take a few minutes rest. So every 4 minutes, you'll do a Bella Complex. And you will do that 7 times. And then life will be wonderful. The last time we did this was on March 15th, 2022. And here's the only thing that I'll say. While the Bella Complex is intended to go how I just explained it, this always supersedes everything. You need to make the best decision for you. And so what I mean by that is, if lowering the weight, which should be relatively heavy because it's a heavy day, whatever it is for you, relatively heavy, if lowering the weight from the overhead position back down to the front rack for you, quote-unquote doing it unbroken, doesn't treat you well, drop the darn bar. Who cares? And then, okay, you had to do an extra clean or something. You're still lifting heavy. But if it doesn't treat your body well, there's no need to put yourself through some unnecessary pain or discomfort just because, well, the Bella Complex is written unbroken. Gotta do the Bella Complex. Personally, lowering heavy weight does not treat my shoulders well. So I would most likely just drop the darn thing to the ground and everyone's fine, life goes on, we're all good. Live to train another day. There's a video attached to today's training entitled How to Approach Heavy Days, Warming Up, Choosing Weight, Rest Periods, and More. It's Lynchman Conversations number 113. If you haven't checked that out, I highly recommend that you do because it covers all those mission-critical topics to heavy days. We've got videos showing all the different movements today. You know, it says shouldered overhead, so while I said push jerk or split jerk, you could also push press it, but most people will lift the most loading with a push jerk or a split jerk. Super Fitness Robot would be doing 85% or more of your one rep max clean and jerk for the Bella Complexes. More likely would be anywhere from 70% or more. Wildcard option today might be quite popular. Every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, one squat snatch. So if you like the clean and jerk, just fine, but the squat snatch is maybe more what you need to work on. Could be a great day for that. And we've got a video showing that. Scaled option, Bella Complex, every 4 minutes for 7 cycles, same deal. Why it's the same deal for the scaled option is you can just continually lower the weight until you find what's appropriate for you. Chances are I could get one of my grandparents out into the garage with an empty barbell or a PVC pipe or a broom handle and have them do a clean, press it overhead, do a front squat, press it overhead. So somewhere between a PVC pipe and a heavy barbell, most people will be able to find a Bella Complex that works for them today. Oh, the limited equipment option. I love you all. You know I do this because I love you all. For time, 75 squat clean thrusters with a pair of dumbbells. Pair of 50s for men, pair of 35s for women. And that workout is just as fun as it sounds. There's a video showing that fantastic movement. Super Fitness Robot time, 11 minutes or less. More likely time, 20 minutes. And anyone who does 75 squat clean thrusters is a dangerous human being. Definitely part of the zombie apocalypse team. When Armageddon happens, I will seek them out. No equipment workout. 3 rounds, not for time, 50 air squats, 35 hand release push-ups, 25 sit-ups, and a 1 minute plank hold. We've got videos showing that. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Bulgarian split squats, those are both our friend and our enemy. 3 to 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg, got a video showing that. And then the devil press. Pair of 35 pound dumbbells for men, pair of 25s for women. That's what I think is one of the best choices for most people. If you go a little heavier, a little lighter, shooter's choice. But that would be 4 rounds of 1 minute of devil's press, 1 minute of rest. So a little 1-to-1 work to rest ratio. And your score is the lowest number of reps that you get in any particular minute. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the leg and trap stretch with the lacrosse ball, both of which have videos. Another fantastic, fun week in the books. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your rest day. Thanks for being a part of Lynchpin. Truly appreciate it. Join the private Facebook group so we can have an interaction. And I'll see you back here on Monday.